AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Metro North passenger train has derailed in the Bronx, New York. A photo shows 8 cars off the tracks. A number of emergency vehicles are also at the scene. Edwin Valero, who lives in an apartment overlooking the train tracks, says at first he wasn't sure any of the cars had overturned.
I didn't realize it had been turned over until I realized that the firefighter was walking on the window.
Valero says one of the cars stopped a few feet from the water's edge. The fire department reports multiple injuries in the derailment, but there is no word on how severe those injuries are. Actor Paul Walker, star of the Fast and Furious movie series, is dead in a car crash north of Los Angeles. L.A. Sheriff's Deputy Brian Allen says the Porsche Walker was in was speeding when it went out of control yesterday afternoon.
It skimmed a tree, then it took out one of those reinforced concrete light posts, shattered another small tree, and came to rest against another one.
Walker and another person were killed in the crash. A statement on Walker's Facebook page says he was a passenger in a friend's car, and that he was in the area for a charity event to help the Philippine typhoon victims. The start of the work week after the long holiday weekend could prove a big test for the revamped healthcare.gov website. AP's Darlene Superville reports that the White House thinks it's ready for the challenge.
They're saying that they're on track to meet this deadline to have the website running smoothly for most of the people that want to use it. There have been teams of people that have been working around the clock, 24/7, upgrading hardware, server capacity, fixing bugs in the software on the website.
Make it 2 years in a row for declining sales on Black Friday as stores push their holiday shopping kickoffs past the Thanksgiving barrier. Research firm ShopperTrack says Friday's take was a little more than 13% lower this year than last, but combined sales on both days up more than 2%. This is AP Radio News. Online shoppers get their turn tomorrow to find the big deals. Julie Walker tells us more.
On December 2nd, the Internet will be stocked with Cyber Monday deals, and shopper Michelle Shirk says she'll be taking advantage.
Shop in my bed. Shop, shop, shop.
What will she buy?
More electronics, games, things like that.
But her husband, Matt, has a different plan.
I'm going to try not.